cliffcentral.com.
Flax, give me a quick rundown. What's the agenda? What time are all these people coming in?
Okay.
All right.
So the Zimbabwean comedian in the 8 hour, start of the 8 hour.
All right.
Then at about 15:15, we'll have Lochinville on.
All right.
And then from 7 to 8 is just news and fun.
Yay. Okay, so we got some time. That's good news. All right. What's everybody doing for the weekend? Let's start there. Let's start with the good stuff. Because it is a long weekend for some people. If you've got a good story, if you're up to something interesting, tell us. 0861-555-189. We've just heard from Flex. We've got a whole hour to play around. Yay.
My life has become incredibly boring.
Oh, I thought you were now ward counselor for the EFF in
I don't know who you're talking to, Gareth. I might have to take those people out. Oh. That was supposed to be confidential information. I'm, believe it or not, looking forward to sleeping because I'm just exhausted. I was up until midnight because I've got a deadline this morning with
oh
the magazine.
God, I'm sorry.
I'm just, so that's my life. Boring. Next.
What about you, Ben?
Going to the Rant Club tonight for the first time
the
ever.
Rant Club?
Yeah.
That's very
always
weird.
Wanted to go there, and tonight's
very
nice.
Waspy of you.
What happens there?
Well, you dress smart and you try not speak to common and...
No women allowed.
Oh, are there no women allowed?
No, there are women allowed in the Rant Club. That used to be how it was. It used to be like
I've
that.
I've got to check these things. I mean, I was thinking...
No women and no black people and no rules.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What they used to say.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that way anymore.
No, I know.
So now I'm going to go and appreciate it for the great architectural brilliance that it is. And there's like a guided tour, and then there's drinking.
Yeah, my uncle and one of my cousins is very proud of themselves for saving the Rant Club from being dissolved, sold away.
Yeah, so I
so
can,
Ben gets to so enjoy it.
Guys like me can go and enjoy it on a whim.
So do you have to wear a sweat?
I'm going to dress smart, yeah. Dressed nice. Real smart.
I want pictures, Ben.
And then tomorrow,
I know you hate doing selfies, but tonight may be the night.
Well, Gareth, I enjoy the company of people around me, so I won't.
Are you taking Daniela, your woman?
Yes, very much
oh,
so.
Oh, good. Okay. So yeah. She's allowed it, and that's
big
it.
Big night out. And then tomorrow, Super Rugby final on the couch, me and Meowses, breakfast. So excited about that.
Oh, does Daniela not participate in
that? Well, she likes rugby from time to time.
But what about the opening ceremony in Rio de Janeiro?
Well, maybe when we get home.
Okay.
I don't know. We don't stay up too late, you know?
Peshitta, anything exciting for your weekend?
Yes.
What?
Okay. First, on Saturday, I'm going for a full body massage with a manicure and pedicure.
Well, it was your birthday last week.
Yes.
Weekend, right? I got you.
And then at night, we're going to a CD launch for Soul Star at the Val at Capello's. And on Saturday, on Sunday, it's the ultimate one. Where we go into the human or cradle kind.
The cradle of humankind.
Yes,
or the human or cradle kind. Yes, that's also good.
And we're going for a buffet.
Wow, that's some restaurant, actually, that you're going to there.
Yes.
All right, now, when you do this, do you like Portuguese food? Because I know you speak fluent Portuguese. Your mom's from Mozambique, all that stuff. Do you like Portuguese food? Because I love that stuff.
I do. I love Portuguese food. We even have a Portuguese restaurant close by where we live. So from time to time, we go there.
Do you order in Portuguese?
I try to. Wow. Not all of them speak Portuguese. All the right. manager does, though.
Yeah, and they're always impressed, like, because in South Africa, the only black people who speak Portuguese are Angolans, Mozambicans, right?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. All right, Peshitta, thank you. Flax, any plans?
Oh, I got a wild weekend. So tonight, 10 p.m., I'm DJing at Madison Avenue in Rivonia.
This is big, everybody, so if you want to come along.
I'm slowly working my way up to be the number one DJ in South Africa.
Right.
Tonight is going to be insane. So be there. My set starts at 10 p.m.
What is it called?
What?
What is the party called? On Fleek Friday.
On Fleek Friday. Could you get any more flax?
Look at how I have to lead you on. You don't even know the name of your own party.
Are you perhaps going to have Fleeky Lembalula in the crowd?
That would be good.
He might be coming through. I've invited a lot of high-profile guests.
He's got fuck
guests.
All to celebrate, but he might just come for the, you know, for the drinks.
And then tomorrow I've got a mold outbreak at home.
What? So oh, that's revolting, sis.
I walked into the room. There's black mold. There's orange mold. There's white mold.
All right, who's please, enough of your disgusting personal stories. Who's on the line?
His name's Rusty.
Rusty? Is it not Rusty? Hang on. It's not Dusty Rich, is it?
No, this is Rusty Rusty.
Rusty, hello.
Yeah, how's it, Jeff?
What's up, Rusty Rusty?
Very well, thank you very much.
Good. Are we going to repeat everything? Repeat everything? What?
I'm going to try not to do that and try not to do that again. All right, you want to talk about the weekend plans?
What are you doing?
Our biggest thing is about four of us. We're going to go to our local dealer. Gonna get ourselves a nice big bag of weed and go pokey walking the whole bloody weekend.
Did you just say pokey walking?
Yes, pokey walking.
And you are going to do this high?
Yes, we're gonna do it. Otherwise, it's not as fun as it should be.
All right, let me ask you something, because I'm not a weed smoker, so I don't know how this works. Are you not worried you'll be hit by traffic or anything? Because when you're high like that, you don't really give a shit, right?
Well, at the end of the day, you only move at like maybe 2 kilometers a day,
okay.
So it doesn't really matter.
Very slow.
We're gonna find a little spot and just blom there, maybe do a picnic or something.
Couldn't you get one of your friends who isn't high to put a leash on you and then walk you like dogs?
We tried that, but then one of them gets jealous because he's not pokey walking. We're very big geeks. We try our best to geek out as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And if one guy's not geeking, it's like being the designated driver. Everyone hates being the designated driver. So you don't want to be a designated stoner. That's a suck.
Wow. Okay, well, listen, dude, this sounds like a great weekend. It won't be a weekend. I mean, you could carry on until Thursday next week, for all I know, right?
That's the plan, actually, to be honest. I'm thinking of just quitting my job and pokey walking for the rest of my life.
Rusty, I want to know your lingo for ordering your weed, because everyone's got their own lingo. Like, they'll phone their dealer and they'll be like, can I please get one banky of cheese with some extra ice cream?
No, how do you order?
No. You go to different dealers depending on what it is you're looking for that time. I've got this one guy in Hillbrow. Oh, my God, he sells this shit that makes you go mental. It's amazing. But you don't ask specifically for it. He only sells that one product. And I've got this one guy who runs a little wood shop in Primrose. He's got a little wood working place, right? And he sells out of his shop.
Well, don't sell the guy out now. I mean...
No,
we don't know if the police are listening.
The cops supply him his weed.
Oh,
so why do I? Yeah, so it's all good. You know, he gets it all from evidence. So that is always the prize. It's nothing goes there either. Just give me $200 and he gives me like a bag and I'm all good.
And you sorted for how long on that bag?
Depends on what he gets.
Mind you, what kind of a question is that for someone who has no concept of time?
That's a very fair question, but I would say $200 lasts about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's smoking every day, 3 times a day.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
Be good, huh?
Okay,
don't get run over by a car anymore.
Yeah, please.
Allah, Akbar, death to America.
Oh, gosh.
All right, thank you.
Akbar.
Yeah, there we go. All right, thank you.
He's already high.
Oh, totally. Let's just do a countrywide hello quickly, and then we can carry on.
Hala, lama, freestata, hala. Halala Limpopo, halala. Halala Gauteng, halala. Halala KwaZulu Natal, halala. Halala Western Cape, halala.
Right. Very good. Slaudi Mutsweneng, just giving us all a halala this morning.
Thank
all right,
you.
A few other messages before we get to some of the other stuff, including Mel Gibson, which Ben has prepared for us. Let's just look at the Supernova says morning team. My only real wish is for Mumusi. And Julius to go to the Spur and sit down and discuss the future of South Africa through coalitions. It will put the ANC out of business. That's what they have an opportunity to do here. If I could speak to both, maybe I send Julius a message quickly, because he's the powerful one in this, right? If he decides to go in with the DA on a massive scale, these two can operate.
But you don't think these conversations have already been happening over the last few hours?
I'm just trying
hours?
To make myself important.
Oh,
last,
okay,
please.
No.
Don't interrupt. I'm trying to make myself the center of the story here.
Look, I think that Musi, because, you know, the DA, they're the ones who you hold the power here, so to speak, in terms of the... just in terms of numbers.
Yeah.
So he has the luxury of shopping around.
Right.
And I think that that's what he's doing. I mean, Bantu Holomisa said that he spoke to him yesterday.
Yeah, but Bantu's got bugger all. He needs
this is what I'm saying, is the DA can literally approach any Smolanyana party they feel like. Okay. The EFF happens to hold the most numbers of those Smolanyana parties. Right. So
can
I think,
take your juice?
I think they're having these conversations. I really do.
Right. Well, let's see what happens. It's very exciting. But if they do go to Spur, if anyone spots them at any of the Spurs around any of these metros where they have to form coalitions, then let us know. Because this is the weekend for them to flirt with each other.
And try to get a picture and make it go viral on social media.
Vainant says, Ben, rugby final at 9:30 means beer for breakfast is acceptable.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Temba Johannes Malupe says, guys, do you remember when Jason Derulo asked fans at a South African concert if they could speak English?
Yes.
Yeah, that was... Now, Temba says that's because at the time he had watched some Zuma clips.
Okay.
So that's why he asked that. And Temba also making sure that we know that Jason Derulo did once come to South Africa.
Did I ever tell you about my experience with Jason Derulo?
Didn't you? You were drunk at a club with him.
Yeah, we were at a club. We were passing each other tequila shots. I was filming him on Snapchat.
Have you got any of that footage?
I think I can find it, probably saved on my old computer.
You should put that up.
Oh, yeah. Not a bad idea.
It's a good story. You want hits? Or what kind of game are we in here?
I'm all about the views. I'm like Drake. Views from the six.
There we go. So put it up.
I told you!
I told you to put up the video! Thank you, Flex. Iron Ninja Khan says, this weekend I'm sad because this weekend is Opikopi and I'm not there. Flex, this time last year you were at Opikopi.
This Opikopi, one of the greatest life learning experiences ever. It was so much fun. But I have taken like a decision that each year I'm going to do a different festival in South Africa. So this year I'm doing Rocking the Daisies, and next year I'm doing, what's it, Desert Burn or Africa Burn?
Africa Burn.
Africa Burn.
It's a very biggie. Yeah, I want to do that one day. Everybody tells me that's so cool.
I hear you got to prep for it for like a few months.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Enough nonsense. We've got some news to get to. Thank you, Flax. First of all, who believes in the power of prayer? Here's Jacob Zuma asking God for things, and let's see how much he's delivered. Let's check out the balance sheet. Are you ready?
My pastors and bishops, you have a serious task, more than all of us, as the servants of God. Something has gone wrong to our society.
Yeah, I wonder what that could be.
I remember when I was a young man, there were few churches. Which means there were fewer people who went to church. But the sinners were fewer as well. Today there is a church almost in every corner. And the sinners are in millions. Something has gone wrong.
Right.
How, as a society, we value our life. You need to do more. We couldn't be lesser as sinners when the pastors were few. When we are so many, there are more.
This is maths.
There's
by the president.
Wrong.
Fewer, more.
I actually fear because we don't know when Jesus is coming to fetch us.
Oh, but I thought he was coming because the ANC were going to rule forever. That's clearly not true in a couple of the metros anymore. What do we make of this?
I made a mistake, and I apologize for it.
Mm-hmm.
I am sorry.
Right. Exactly. Anything else about the president?
Get out of here, man. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Get out of here for real. I'm saying get out of here for real.
You know, Justice tweeted something interesting, Justice Malala. He said, Gwede Mantashe predicted all of this.
When did that happen?
No. Gwede said the ANC will drop below 60%, and that will mean that they have a major sea change on the agenda. He predicted that. Yeah. We'll talk to Justice about it next week. You can hear it from him.
But, guys, if people like Gwede were seeing this in the stars, so to speak, couldn't more have been done to try and fix the errors that are within the ANC party?
That's a good one.
No.
I mean, if you can predict something. Why, shouldn't you have done more?
What's he going to do? I mean, we all know that the real power in the ANC at the moment, they've decided they're throwing in with the president. So we've got the president, you've got Balega, you've got the Premier League, that's Ace in the Free State, Supra Mahumapelo in Northwest, and that dude from David, the Mpumalanga Premier. You know the Mpumalanga, have you seen those results?
No.
Holy Jesus, listen to this. 70.73% ANC. Mpumalanga is by far and away their strongest province. The next closest party is the DA with 12. They're a small Anyana party in Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga is the stronghold. Forget about KZN. It's only 56.32% as we speak. Free State's higher. Northwest's higher. Limpopo's higher. But the winning province for the ANC is Mpumalanga. Right? Everywhere else, they're on the decline. Mpumalanga, they're doing fine. Slight decline, but not nearly as bad. So those three guys, those three premiers, Jay-Z, Fikile, that whole crew, they're the ones who, who've masterminded this terrific success by the ANC at the polls this time around. We've got to watch this with eagle eyes.
Is it David Mabuza?
Mabuza, thank you. David Mabuza, Premier of Mpumalanga. All right, enough of that. There's lots of other stuff. Ben, let's talk about Mel Gibson.
So he's famous for Mad Max movies, Lethal Weapon, Passion of the Christ, or he directed that. Yeah. He's always just been the rough Australian.
Yes.
Back when rough Australians were a marketable thing to Hollywood.
And he's an anti-Semite and all of this stuff, and like a hardline Catholic and a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so surprise, surprise. He grunts a lot in his movies over time. Now, this is going back like early 80s, back when a mullet was still a thing.
Right.
And the internet being the amazing thing that it is, you can now have 4 minutes of Mel Gibson's grunting. 4 minutes. Braveheart 2. Braveheart.
It's just 4 minutes of this. No repeats. These are all just grunts.
Fresh grunts.
That's a hectic one. That one's definitely from Passion of the Christ.
So from playing a cop to playing a Scotsman to love interests, there's a lot of grunting in his career.
You know, if we had to come up with a really good quiz, we could play this game and make people guess which movie each grunt comes from. Only a genius would be able to figure that out.
There need to be the better grunts, like that last one.
All right, well, let's try some of the ones towards the end, see, because they get louder progressively.
That's the usual weapon.
Right, that's in a fight scene, obviously.
Not about music. All
right.
That's Braveheart.
This is terrific. I could listen to this all weekend. How about you guys?
Imagine you have a guest, Lou, and you loop this in the guest toilet.
Well, let's
and,
put
and,
it
and you walk past the door and go, what's going on in there?
Alright, let's put this together with some of my own sounds and let's see how this goes. Alright, you ready? Alright, everybody, let's go. Alright. Okay.
Oh. That's definitely Lethal Weapon.
All right, you get the basic idea. We can have fun with this all day. It's nice and lavatorial. So there we go. Mel Gibson grunting for 4 straight minutes. Unbelievable. Mm. All right, another thing. A weather girl. This is quite fun. She starts laughing uncontrollably. And I love, love, love. And if you can find any of these, if you record any of them, I saw Jeremy Maggs shift a little in his chair the other day, and I thought maybe he was letting one out. Just guessing. Saw him. I always watch Jeremy Maggs very closely.
You do. It's very strange, though, Gareth.
You got to watch that guy. I'm telling you, there's stuff going on there. You got to watch Jeremy Maggs like a hawk, because he's very professional, but every now and then you could see he just has to squeeze one out. If you're sitting in front of the cameras for that many hours, especially with elections, the guy, I mean, there's no way he can control that the whole way through. There's just no way. You build up gas. You got to let go a little bit, right?
Yeah, but you find a ways of rationing it, though.
What do you mean?
You just go for one big...
No, I don't know so much. All right, here's the weather lady. Listen to this.
It's not a laughing matter with the weather in Scotland tonight. It's been pretty wet and windy with the strongest of the gusts of wind across Scotland and Northern Ireland. In fact, we've seen gale force gusts into Wales and across the south of England. We've had some... Sorry. We've had some sunshine with highs of 24 degrees. So, that's 75...
That's brilliant. She obviously, someone drew a penis obviously on the board behind her, and she's the only one who can see it.
But if you were in it, if this was like live TV, right? Yeah. Just imagine the three of us live TV, and there was a camera just on my buddy's face. What would go on behind the scenes? Or if I was doing the sport, and there was just a camera on me.
Right, you know.
Like the three of us would actually, like, I don't know how we could do that. So if you on national TV like that woman.
Right.
It's bound to happen all the time.
I love when these newsreaders can't control themselves. All right, big controversy this week. Apple replaced the pistol on their emoji screen with a water pistol because we're such children that we can't use the picture of a gun because, of course, it's going to mean we actually want to kill people.
Was that the update I installed
that
yesterday?
That was the update you installed. Stupid, stupid. But Peshitta sent me a list of all the new emojis. Right, Peshitta? Is that right? Let me just turn on your microphone. Hello?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. So give us some of the... So instead of the pistol, you'll see there used to be a pistol. Now it's a water pistol because we're all kids. Yeah. And we can't control ourselves. God forbid we should use an emoji of an actual gun.
Exactly. That's just an Apple problem. Let me just check my phone.
No, it's not yours. You don't have to worry. But at least we're safe now. Yeah. Everybody take a big deep breath because now Apple has saved us from being shot by real pistols. You know how they did that? With an emoji. Oh.
When are these dipshits going to have the fingers crossed emoji? Like, let's go to bigger issues here.
Why don't you give us the middle finger emoji instead of giving us these dumb ones? Okay, so here we go. These are the new emojis. You want to do this, Peshitta? Tell us what's up there.
Well, they've also added, like, female sports stars, like female emojis of athletes.
Yeah. That's going to save the world.
Yeah, I've still got a gun.
You still got a gun?
Ben still has a gun. Keep your gun, Ben.
All right. Flax, have you still got a gun?
Yeah, I've still got a gun.
Okay, well, maybe you haven't uploaded the new software. All right, so here's what they've got. Just because they want to make everybody feel better. So they've got a woman swimmer, not just a male swimmer. They've got a woman on a surfboard because, you know, girls who surf might feel like they're being discriminated against if they have to use a boy on a surfboard.
Yes, there she is, flowing blonde locks. Yeah.
And then a female runner and a female spy. Ooh. And a female basketball player. And they got the gay flag.
Yeah.
Because we've got every other flag.
Okay.
That's okay. I mean, you could use that.
Guys, I've got all of these new things.
I'm going to send Ben the gay flag right now.
Yeah, do it.
I'll respond with a gun.
Okay. I've still got sure, Ben.
A real gun, yeah.
That's very aggressive. That's a microaggression.
Pull your real gun on Garrett's water pistol.
Thanks. They've got a single mother with a child because, you know, that's the one kind of family they don't have a picture of.
What? Okay.
What else have they got? Peshitta, have you got the whole list? They've got a very yellow color for the Asian skin because, you know, the Asian people are going, I mean, I have no color on my skin.
I don't think the Asian people actually give a shit. But
no,
okay.
I don't think so either. But thanks, Apple. It's so good to see that you're looking after the important things.
This stuff is all...
Like charging us less for your products, you know.
But this stuff is all cosmetic, though, and we know that deep down it doesn't change anything.
Let me see what else I've got here.
It doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't.
It's a little bit...
And it's so patronizing.
It's patronizing is the word.
It's just... It's like, oh, shame. Let the children have new playthings.
Exactly.
Stupid emojis. What other ones have we got here? I mean, what some of these emojis, because we talk about this quite a lot. Some of them I've never, ever used, nor will I ever. I mean, there's these weird squiggly things, and I don't get some of these. I don't see any new... Let me see what I got here. Now, I've still got the pistol too, Ben.
Mm. Gareth, we do have a middle finger, though. We've had it for a while.
I don't know if I've got that.
I've never used
looking,
the middle
I'm looking
finger.
Now. I don't see my middle finger.
My mother uses the middle finger on my brother and I. It's very awkward.
Sure, that's tough.
No,
it's I don't have a middle finger. Where's yours?
Oh.
And what color is it?
Well, it's brown.
I've just got it. You used it. But which brown?
No, not the middle.
Not Senegalese brown.
I'm not the only one who has a middle finger.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I don't have it.
I don't think I have it.
No, it's just you.
Yeah, it's just you, Mubs.
You Apple people don't have a middle finger.
No. Because Apple's protecting us from ourselves.
Okay.
And there's an avocado emoji for all those people who love avocado. It's going to change the world too, isn't it?
I quite like that new WhatsApp thing where, like, in group messages, you can hold down the person you want to reply to and it pulls up their message and shows that you replied to their message in the group.
Yeah, my buddy pulled that one on me just the other day.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah.
Hey, there's a bacon emoji. Flax, aren't you offended by that? Because you don't eat bacon?
Is there like a matzah emoji as well?
No, because they don't care about the Jews, clearly.
Anti-Semites.
Damn Apple. Yeah. All right. So anyway, listen. I mean, the point is, whatever your stupid thing is, you now have an emoji for it so that you can feel important and special too.
Okay. Do you wanna get into some Pokemon news? I don't know if the hysteria has now died down and if people are kind of getting over Pokemon, but there is a cyber company that has been contracted specifically to kill Pokemon. Gareth,
wow,
this is the latest development in Pokemon news. Citing a concern that Pokemon Go players are wandering into private land, also near electrical equipment, power utility companies in Florida have hired cyber security company Looking Glass to kill Pokemon from the maps. So if they don't want people like Michael Flex or people like that guy who's going to get high with his friends this weekend trespassing on certain land, maybe damaging some historical sites or going into areas that are deemed dangerous for individuals, Cyberglass will basically go into the game and eliminate all the creatures from the restricted areas. So cool.
Well, you got to keep these Pokemon players out of your garden.
Yeah, you do. I mean, there was a guy who crashed into a police vehicle because he was busy playing Pokemon while driving. So law enforcement officials in the United States have said some people have gotten out of control playing this game. And so Cyberglass will go into every area that people don't want players going into, and they will just kill off the Pokemon.
I know a dad whose kids force him to drive around. And whenever he's got an errand to run, the kids are in the car. They're like, we can't wait. But then he has to stop everywhere there are Pokemon. So he can help his kids kill it. I mean, these kids in the Pokemon game have taken over his life. Unbelievable. All right, Duncan Dean says, will CliffCentral.com ever do a video podcast, or can I come and visit you when I visit South Africa in October? Having a lack of Brian London this weekend. Well, we've got all kinds of pro... I can't tell you all the things that are afoot at the moment. I mean...
Try.
No, I can't even begin. We're launching Touch Central at the end of this month, you know, which is going to be a very big deal. And I've been in wall-to-wall meetings. I will share everything with the audience first, with you, because... you guys have been on from day one. And everything we do, we're going to do with you in mind.
23 days, 22 hours, 19 minutes, 41 seconds.
That's right. I was in meetings with Touch last night until 11 o'clock. Yeah. So it's all happening.
But if you do come visit us, good coffee and muffins or cake.
Don't just invite everybody here. Ben, will
if,
be
if, Gareth, if.
Yeah, okay.
If someone's, we can't stop people from coming here, unfortunately, Gareth.
Mm.
I've seen security. It's sleepy.
Thanks, Ben. Now you sold us out security-wise. Cindy says she's got the middle finger and sent us one.
Yes.
Livio sent me a video, which we'll look at in a moment. Lindsay said, Mubs, I have the middle finger too, and I have an Apple iPhone, and it's on my iPad. Middle finger, middle finger, middle finger, middle finger.
Okay.
Give me a whole lot of FUs.
I think you get emojis on the kind of conversations that you have. So obviously you're very confrontational about it.
You know, the funny thing, I don't even know if I should say this. My mother is the one giving the middle finger to my brother and I in our WhatsApp conversations. It's very strange.
Very rude.
And my brother and I kind of just go silent and we're like, we don't know what to say.
Mm. Well, stop provoking her.
Very rude. But isn't it bizarre when your parents are... whenever my parents do something cool, I'm always a little perplexed.
That's it's very strange.
I'm not sure how to deal with that.
That's exactly the problem. Because you don't expect it from them.
No. You don't want it from them. Even if you don't expect it, you don't want them to. Like my dad replies sometimes to me. I'll send him a message and he'll go K, just the letter K, like instead of OK.
Yeah.
K. And I'm like, whoa, you don't talk like that. you don't talk to me like that. What's going on here? You know what I mean? All right, here's a video that was sent to us by Livio Lazzari. Do you want to watch this?
Because basically what they're saying is that we are happier in our early adult life and that women are more likely than men to fulfill their aspirations earlier related to material goods and family. That is true, wouldn't you say, Tracy? And a good thing. It takes men longer to figure out what they want to do in life.
Well, I just think this whole notion of basing your happiness on material goods is part of the problem, hence part of the reason that this thing was run by men in the first place. If there were women on the panel...
Tracy.
If there were women on the panel, they would... I mean, ask any woman if she would choose her car over her children, and she'd take the kids any day, whereas I would question a lot of men out there, quite frankly.
Tracy, I can't believe what I just heard you
say. There's a reason that women live longer, Mark. Let me tell you. It is because we are stronger and we are happier at the end of the day than most men. And that is factual, and you know it.
When men are married to women who scream like you, they just want to die sooner.
Jesus, that chick is irritating. Huh? What a great answer. Huh?
Gosh. Oh,
that shut her the hell up. Thank you, Livio. That's fantastic.
Very below the belt.
How come on the cliffcentral.com screen in front of me, all the middle fingers that I got were black, but on my own laptop, they're white?
Are they white or yellow?
It's Apple.
And white people middle fingers, and here they're black people middle fingers. Oh, they're looking after us. Okay, a couple of new emojis. I see middle fingers. Fine. Clearly, it's just me who hasn't got it, but I might have to do some kind of update on my software. Thank you, Justin. New emojis only in iOS 10, apparently. But there we go. All right, The Simpsons. You know The Simpsons, obviously one of the shows that predicts the future.
They did it with Jack Warner with the whole FIFA scandal.
Right, exactly.
They've done a few Donald Trump skits.
They just did a Donald Trump skit about that notorious 3 a.m. call. Now, most of this is visual, but I'll play it for you anyway because I'll explain what happens, okay? This is Marge and Homer having marital relations.
I can't make love till I've decided who to vote for.
Yep, it's the American way.
So they turn on TV.
It's 3 a.m. and the phone's ringing in the White House. Who do you want to answer that call? Hillary Clinton?
Hello? The Situation Room? I'll be right there. Oh, it's for you.
Yes, from now on, it's always for me.
Or Donald Trump?
Not now, I'm on Twitter.
And now Donald Trump is lying in bed and he doesn't look anything like Donald Trump.
And Elizabeth Warren tweets too damn much. Glad I exiled her. Send. Oh, and put my name on the Lincoln Memorial. Make Chris Christie eat a worm just for laughs. Disband NATO and make me some scrambled eggs in a gold plate. What? Fine, I'll be right there. We're too late. The Chinese fleet is advancing. Just build another wall.
Okay, because they take 2 minutes to put on Donald Trump's makeup and hair and Botox and basically dress him up like the Donald Trump we know. The Simpsons are fantastic. What a great show. I love The Simpsons. I haven't watched it for so long, I feel like I'm missing out. You want to hear kids' reactions to Donald Trump? Listen to this. This is pretty funny. You know, kids are always honest.
My father gave
me a small loan of $1 million. Okay, shut up.
$1 million is such a small amount. I feel so bad for myself.
Isn't Donald Trump like someone who's racist? Like,
I love this kid. Isn't this kid must be five and he's got it.
Trump like someone who's racist? Like, isn't he racist?
Let's say that Jeb Bush or Hillary or one of these politicians, all talk, no action. People like me from previous months, okay?
What?
Total control. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. You know what that is, right?
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing.
I can't stand Trump. Something is wrong with him. Like he has no governmental experience. Why are you running for president? Oh, I just want to throw up whenever I see his face.
Well, there's a kid who's going to be president one day. She sounds super smart. Doesn't even sound that old. All right. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Have you heard about this?
Well, are
we going through something? Meltdown?
Yeah, he walked out of an Australian TV interview. The guy is clearly... You remember that interview I played you of Charlie Sheen, where he lusted with that Scandinavian woman?
Mm.
He was there for a TV interview, and she had the temerity to ask him about his AIDS, which is clearly the story. I mean, why else would you talk to Charlie Sheen at the moment? But he was just interested in promoting his condoms.
Didn't he call her stupid?
Yeah, he called her stupid. And she was just asking what everybody wants to ask Charlie. And he's like, well, why are you asking me that? Can't you ask a good question? Anyway, so here is Jean-Claude Van Damme on an Australian TV interview.
Kung Fu Panda 3. The Muscles from Brussels was conducting satellite interviews for Aussie TV from Bangkok. First he was annoyed at the crew, then blew up at a question about starring with Kylie Minogue in Street Fighter. Then, well, have a look.
Guys, you are talking behind the cameras. This is direct line, okay? It's good to have that, by the way, so people can understand this. I'm online talking to you, and I have people behind that camera talking about, because I'm sweating and everything. So,
first of all, I can't believe his accent is still so bad after all the English that he's had to speak in movies.
He's just living his character.
You think?
Yeah, it must be.
All right, let's see. So now he's upset that people are talking behind the cameras about him sweating.
I'm not looking anymore for... I'm looking to be as natural as possible when I come to Australia. I just want to talk to the people there. Yeah, I like Kylie. I like everybody. Can I please come to Australia and talk to you? Because, yes, yeah, I like Kylie. I like... Sorry, guys, I cannot do this anymore. You are talking to a guy who's very rough, you know. I've been. Let me talk. It's good for the people that can hear that. Let me talk, please. Because those questions you've been asking me, the press, they've been asking me the same question for the last 25 years. Kylie, how's your training? How's your this? How's your that? So I'm coming to Australia to maybe do something kind of different with the audience. I'm 55 years old. So I'm not anymore 35, 25, 40. I'm 55 years old. So I've got a different POV of life.
Hang on a second. So if you're 55, you're not 25 or 35?
Yeah, I was. Well, now we know, Gareth.
Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Because Obama turned 55 yesterday.
Yes, he did. Let's give Obama a happy birthday. This is Jean-Claude Van Damme. I just want to hear the part where he melts down before we give Obama his happy birthday. President Obama.
And we'll talk about this in Australia, but those interviews you are giving me on TV right now, they're very boring because the questions are boring. And it's difficult for me to answer those questions, so I start to sweat. I don't feel good because they're not very... They are boring. Okay, next question. You have something interesting to ask me? Okay, I got to go to the restroom. Bye-bye.
He pulls off
don't
the mic.
Cut. Is going on in Australia? What the is going on? I cannot do this. I'm too natural. You can blow this stuff away. What is this?
Okay, so he doesn't want to be a part of any TV interviews. Clearly. What is with these stars that suddenly they're too good to do interviews?
But you know, also like Jean-Claude Van Damme, right? He was Bloodsport. He was Frank Dux. He was all of these things. His life must be so boring now.
I was just going to ask.
This is the first time he's been asked to do an interview for the last 10 years. The guy should be grateful.
The only thing he did recently that was relevant, he did the splits between two Volvos.
Right.
Like, no, it just must be so difficult to live that life and then just be whoever he is now. He's just Belgian.
Siabonga says, I'm listening to you guys on the app. Oh my God, I just joined the N1 North from William Nickel and it's flowing. Are people on holiday already? Yeah, there was traffic this morning, I could tell you that much. I'm listening, says Asanda. I'm addicted to the React channels, especially Elders and Kids React channel. That's where they film people's reactions to stuff. I've tried 100 times to get Mabali to open the Two Girls, One Cup clip, but every time we fail.
It's never going to happen.
I've been trying for 5 years.
Well, your subject to the email is wrong. It should be common underwear.
Oh.
No, you see, Leanne Mole tried that once. Yeah. She tried to disguise it in a different topic. But then when I looked at the browser in the...
She's too smart.
I saw at the end, somewhere it said Two Girls, One Cup, and I shut it down immediately. I think I'm the only person on the planet who hasn't seen Two Girls, One Cup.
Everybody, if you can, spam Mabali with every link to that hideous video that you can find.
On YouTube still?
I don't think so. I looked for it the other day to make someone sick, and I couldn't find it.
Well, wouldn't it be on YouPorn, for example?
Listen, please, I don't want to see it, but send it to Mabali by all means. Yes, Flex.
I think it actually has its own site now.
Oh.
I think you just Google Two Girls, One Cup, and as you click on the link, it starts playing.
Well, I remember people's reaction to that. That was fun to watch because people freaked out about this thing. And if you haven't seen it before, don't. It'll save you. Let me save you the trouble. It's the most horrible thing you'll ever see. But if you have seen it, you'll know what I'm talking about. One of my friends was in a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme, says Cindy, a few years back, and he's apparently totally bonkers. No, I can believe it. Francois says, I'm listening. At least we can now use the yellow person emojis for bad drivers. Nothing like a bit of Friday morning racism to get you going today. Thank you, Francois. Chinese people be like, you worry about emojis. We'll rather take over the world.
Yeah, you see, priorities.
Mm, right. What else we got here? Marcel says podcast for 6 to 7 is not available yet. That's not true, Flex.
That is not true.
Right. You're a liar, Marcel. Mind you, you watch your tongue, Marcel. Carla says, notice that it's the only the has-beens who behave so disrespectfully in interviews. It's the only time that they have a platform and they try to shock so they can get more publicity. Maybe that's what they're doing.
But also, like, suddenly people aren't giving you everything in the world. You got to do it yourself. No. And you never learned how to do it yourself.
Right.
Growing up because you were the Muscles from Brussels.
Right. Exactly. Anyone want to hear the Pussy song?
A new one?
You mean you've heard so many you're tired?
Yes.
All right, listen to this one quickly.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss.
Yeah.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Mm-hmm. Just do it.
This is great. You know, I just love the fact that there are so many songs to choose from. Everybody knows the one that that we play quite often.
My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat, pussy good.
Now there's this one as well. This is such a range, right? So many. There's one thing we will never run out of music for. Here's another one. So many to choose from. I think I did this one, actually. Yeah.
Some of them are hairy.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are bald.
That's right.
Some are kind of scary. And this is what they're called.
Oh, yeah.
Vagina.
Whoa.
They call that thing vagina.
Hell no, my pussy like the jukebox, Fonzie.
All right, enough of that. But there we go, brand new song for those people who are a fan of that sort of thing. So many things to get through this morning. While we're on a roll, do you mind if I carry on? Anybody have a problem with this? Ben?
No, Gareth, you're quite good at this radio thing. You carry
Do you
on.
Want to hear Steve Harvey? Remember the guy who screwed up Miss Miss World? That's what everybody knows him for.
For shame.
Poor man.
After all that he's achieved, years and years this is what he'll be known for.
The one thing we will always remember is Steve Harvey screwing up Miss World. But here it is. He's his message to all young people. Flax, Pashita, this is for you. Are you listening?
Yes.
All right. Listen to Steve Harvey. He's a wise elder.
Here's a mistake that the majority of people that
my message to Steve Harvey is use a better microphone, right?
I know, make, including myself, I made this mistake. That's why if I could help somebody understand it better. Most people I know mess off all of their 20s. From 20 to 29, they just jack it off. They just jack off their 20s. They mess them up, man. Because 20 is that age, man, where you just really just trying to have too much fun. You're free, you're out of college, You don't live at your mama's house no more. You're out on your own. So what do? Mostly all of us, 98% of the people I know, we spend our 20s trying to exert ourselves in the fun category. We so big, we got to get off work so we can go to happy hour.
What's he saying here? He's saying if you're in, you waste your 20s? Is that what he's saying? What's the story? But what's this all about? Do you understand?
He's sort of saying you waste your 20s jerking off.
He's saying you jerk off the whole way through your 20s.
Yeah, and it's a waste of time.
Hey, look who's here. It's Lockenville. They're here. Peshitta, listen to her schmoozing. Let's listen in. Hey, we're listening to you two.
You notice how Peshitta goes like a different tone when celebrities and people arrive.
She's very nice to me.
She goes like...
slightly lower. Right?
She's a woman of many levels.
Yeah, all right. Did you just ask which one is which?
No.
I can tell. I know the two twins. In fact, let's play a game.
There's no way you can tell.
Okay, watch. We'll play a game. When you bring them in one at a time. I'll tell you who's who.
All right.
Remember, I got it wrong last time.
But what's 20? If you get it wrong, then?
Then we get to call him a loser in something, Flex.
Then they can give me a stupid dare to do, and I'll do it.
Okay, cool.
All right, deal. Let's do that. Pokemon Go, everybody's talking about that at the moment, too. Here is an honest game trailer for Pokemon Go.
The following trailer is rated H for honest. We were promised Pokemon in the real world. But what we got was this. Pokemon Go. Be a part of the trend more popular and annoying than people who take vaping seriously. That got thousands of new fans into the franchise by making it free to play. Sticking it on your phone, and taking out most of the parts that make it a video game. In this groundbreaking combination of mild cardio, Google Maps, and paper toss, that unfortunately for the future of gaming, worked out really, really well. Prepare to step into Pokemon's largest region yet, outside. More than twice the size of Kanto. Outside features photorealistic graphics, billions of NPCs, and an unforgiving permadeath system. You'll join fellow trainers across the world out into the sun's harsh rays as you finally spend some time out of the house, wandering aimlessly around the neighborhood with your head in your phone.
All right, so that's Pokemon Go's honest trailer. All right, when we come back, we will meet the boys from Lockenville, obviously. We've met them many times before on the show. They're big friends of ours. We're happy to see them. They've got some news. They just went to LA. And in fact, between the time that we last spoke to them, which was in Soweto on Nelson Mandela Day, and now they've been to Los Angeles. We're going to find out what they did there and a whole lot more. We'll take your calls this morning. You know how to do that, right?
It's 61-555-189.
That's right. Thank you, Mubs, because I had actually forgotten the number. I'm very embarrassed. All right, when we come back, Lockenville. CliffCentral.com.